I am taking this one because you've had enough to drink. You had enough to drink 3 drinks ago. Boring, huh? So, I should let you go until you regret it for the rest of your life, or... Yes, you will. Maybe not for the rest of your life, but... At least you'll be cursing yourself for the next day or two. I try to. Somebody has to take care of you, since you drink sort of alone. Where is your boyfriend, anyway? Can't handle drunk you. I have to admit, I relate to him in that way. What? I think he's got a point. Hey! No violence. You're gonna be fine. You've had enough to drink. What kind of fun would you like, then? Considering drinking's off the table. No. No. Because, remember that word that I said earlier? Boyfriend? You have one of those, I believe. Okay, well, whether he sucks or not, currently, he's your boyfriend. So I think we're going to steer away from this conversation. Hey, stop. You're very fucking handsy when you're drunk, you know that? I didn't say I don't like you. I don't like your boyfriend. Apparently you don't either. Nothing. But you are taken, and you are not doing that. No, you don't. That is something you might regret for the rest of your life. For real. Because it's a mistake. And according to all of my exes, I am a mistake, in general. I might have even been an accident. I can be funny, yeah. You are so fucking wasted, Jesus. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, all right, well, lap's open for business, I guess. This is odd. Well, you see, I'm not your... Yeah. I didn't say I don't like it. But I'm trying to do the right thing. You should take some notes on that, maybe. And reference them every once in a while. Especially when drinking. Kind of drill that in. I've already told you. That's not going to happen. I don't know. Sure, sober up, break up with the guy. I'll think about it. Yeah, I'll think about it. This is not what I expected tonight. I'm not sure what I expected, but this is far beyond that. You're not even going to remember this conversation. What's it matter? No, you won't. You never do. Nothing. So, what was the excuse this time? He didn't want to come drinking with you. He never really does. What's he up to? Why would you not know? You don't ask? It just feels like something you'd ask. Honey, if he never has time for you, how is he your boyfriend? He's kind of just some dude you hook up with at that point, isn't he? God, okay, I didn't mean to send you spiraling. Holy shit. It'll be all right. You are very fucking drunk. It's all right. I'm sure he's making a collage of you two, or something, of your Instagram pictures. Of course. That's guys. Guys do that. That's a thing. Mm-hmm. It'll be a beautiful collage. You'll use it at your wedding ceremony. Everyone will clap. It'll be great. Yeah, I do try to be nice. Okay, well, liking me is kind of the problem. Feels good, yeah. But you need to stop. Because it's not good intentioned. That's what I mean. That tone right there, that is not a good intention. Not in present circumstances at all. Even if that were true, even if you wanted this, you can't. Because you're drunk. Something I wish I didn't have to keep telling you, but that's kind of how drunk people are, I guess. I didn't say that. I like you plenty. I like you a lot. But it's not right. This is not the way either of us wants this, if we want this at all. I've had a couple myself. My judgment's a little spotty. And I'm the one that has to say no. This goes against all manner of biology, just so you're aware. I'm not going to do that. Because a kiss is never just a kiss. It signifies a lot more. And that is something that is profound enough you might actually remember it. I didn't say it like anything. It's just that you never remember anything when you're fucking drunk. I'm just telling you, we can just sit here with you very inappropriately koala on my lap and do nothing else. That'll be great. That's ideal for one of us. Half of one of us, maybe. The drunk half of you. It's pretty bad for everybody else, though. Oh, yeah, it's like a 50 to half ratio. Well, there's your boyfriend's friends who are definitely going to feel it after you two break up because of this, if and when that happens. There's your friends. There's everybody in any general vicinity of both of you, which would include me, that is going to suffer as a result of that. And I'm actually quite a bit more directly causally linked in that case, even though I would not suggest that it is my fault, considering the lengths to which I've gone to prevent this. The point is, it's bad for just about everyone. It's even bad for you. You just, you know, are drunk. No, the denial part of the program is never my favorite. You're absolutely drunk. You could barely say the word drunk. Yeah. You see how it has like kind of an S in there? That's not normal. Typically you speak much more fluidly than that. Fluids are good. You know what a great fluid is? Water. I love water. Do you like water? I could get us some water. It's crazy. It's just on tap. Can you believe that? I'm not getting you another drink. Unless it's water. In which case, I will get you a lot of fucking water. Maybe some coffee, too. Yeah, because it helps. With you being drunk, which you are, I'm starting to understand why he does not want to come out when you drink. I'm not being mean, I'm just frustrated. Very frustrated, yeah. Oh. Yep, sexually too. Stop. I've told you, this is not gonna happen. Not tonight. get through the necessary steps, and as I said, I will consider it good enough for you. What will be good enough for you? What will get you to, I don't know, drink some water, lie down, sleep? Fine. Exactly one. Okay? Gotta make sure no one is watching this. One. And it's quick. Why are you making that? Whatever. Go. Water. Sleep.